Come on, big cut.
Big cut, you got $5,000. Oh! One more wedding.
Stop!
Stop at a car! You did it, Gene!
Stop!
Stop at $4,000 on a spin!
Stop!
Stop! Dave's yet to get a whammy. $5,000.
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarkin.
Welcome, everyone, to Press Your Luck, and we are very competitive, and we're going to meet the three players who are going to be competing for the big dollars today. And without further ado, let's meet the first one, and the first player is Rocky Kendall. How are you, Rocky?
Very good.
Good. Where are you from, Rocky?
I live in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Now, Rocky, is that your real name? Is that a nickname?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Yeah, when did you get that?
Well, when I was a little kid, my uncle nicknamed me after Rocky Graziano because I was like
All
that.
All right. You tough? Good fighter? Well, you're going to have to fight to win some money today. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. And let's meet the champion, and he is Dave Mayo with $18,203.
Yes.
Dave. You got a smile out of you. Sometimes I think...
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I wanted to explain that you don't owe us the $18,203. We owe it to you, and you'll get it. No matter what happens today, I promise you $18,203, okay? Because
yeah.
I see more smiles sure. And... You're a happy guy, right?
Yes, sir.
You're a rich man. All right, good. Okay, Dave, a lot of money. Let's meet your other competitor, Bridget Bonds. Hiya, Bridget.
Hi,
how are
Peter.
You? Bridget, you are a very much into recreation, right?
Yes.
What is it? Swimming and sailing and parasailing and underwater photography?
No swimming. I don't care for the water.
How can you, let me ask you, how can you do underwater photography and not like water?
Well, I stay warm in a wetsuit. It helps.
Your other problem
is pretty.
Your other problem's got to be your hair. Show everybody. You have hair that goes on forever. Look at that. Hey, what happens when you get that wet? It's like, I'm praying the heck with it. All right, Bridget. Welcome to Press Your Luck. Are you all ready?
Thanks.
Okay. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash. We've got sensational prizes. And every time you stop the board like this... Stop! You make money. Look at it. I made $3,000. I am getting rich. However... If you notice, there's something else that can happen, and you can hit a whammy. If you hit the whammy, he comes away with all your money, and that's not a nice thing to do, so you want to avoid that. Okay, first question, here it comes. Are you ready? I see Dave's ready. Dave, you intense enough?
Yes, sir.
Good. All right. According to New York Magazine, in your average supermarket, what type of product takes up the greatest amount of shelf space, Bridget?
Meat.
Meat. All right. If you are right, Bridget, you will pick up three spins. I'll take your answer and two others and give it to Rocky and Dave. If they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer meat, soft drinks, or pet food? Rocky?
Pet food.
Pet food says Rocky. Dave?
What was the end of the sentence of the question?
What type of product takes up the greatest amount of shelf space?
I'll agree with
Bridget?
Meat. Yeah.
You say meat?
Meat.
All right, the most shelf space is taken up by pet food. Rocky picks up a spin. Dave and Bridget are yet to be heard from. Here's the second question. What job was Mr. T doing when he was discovered and turned into an actor? Dave?
He was a bodyguard.
A bodyguard. All right, is the correct answer bodyguard, bouncer, or wrestler? Rocky?
Bodyguard.
Rocky says it's a bodyguard. Let's go over to Bridget and she...
Bodyguard.
Bodyguard. Everybody says bodyguard. Well, Mr. T was a bouncer. He was not a bodyguard. Big difference. Nobody gets any spins. Oh, I'm saddened by it all, too, to tell you the truth. But we've got some more questions. Here's the third. When this fabric first came on the market in 1938, it was called artificial silk. What do we call it now, Rocky?
Nylon.
All right. Is the correct answer nylon? Rayon or polyester, Dave?
I'll agree. I think it's nylon.
Dave says it's nylon. Bridget, what do you think?
Nylon.
Nylon. In 1938, artificial silk was the name for nylon. Correct. Everybody picks up spin. Rocky goes to fourth as he buzzed in. Dave picks up a spin, and Bridget picks up a spin. Here's the fourth and final question. Earn some more spins, because you know what spins mean. Spins mean dollars. What season of the year begins with the vernal equinox? Rocky.
Spring.
All right. Is the correct answer spring, summer, or fall? Dave?
I'll say spring also.
Dave will say spring. Bridget, what do you think?
Spring.
Spring. The vernal equinox kicks off spring. Right. Correct. Rocky goes to seven. And Dave goes to two. Bridget goes to two. And you all will be taking those spins from the Big Pressure Luck Game Board when we come back after this. Turn spins into dollars. We have 13,000 of those dollars up there on that board, as well as some prizes and some surprises and some whammies. So you want to keep yourselves very aware of that fact, because they will hurt you badly by taking away all your money. Now, each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that's very important. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins if you're afraid of the whammy. Four whammies put you out of the game, and everything is at stake each time you spin. We're going to go to the player with the fewest spins, and it's a tie between Dave and Bridget. Player to my left goes first. Dave, the champ.
All right, here we go.
$0, two spins. Now, big bucks he wants.
Big money.
$1,500.
Stop.
Stop it. That's pair of skis, Dave. The value of skis is $435. One spin left.
Good luck, Peter.
Dave's going for it.
Let's go. Big money. Big bucks, huh? Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $200.
All right. Woo!
$635, Dave. Avoided the whammy. That's what counts. We'll go to Bridget with two spins. No dollars. You're going to do the same thing Dave is? No whammies? Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at a coffee set, Bridget. Value of $605. $30. Less than Dave. One more. Here we go, she says.
Stop.
$650. Bridget, four figures. $1,255. First place. We're going to go to Rocky, who has seven spins. No dollars. Third place for now, Rocky, but I don't think for long.
Stop!
$300.
All right.
Six big spins left. Rocky, you gonna keep going? We're gonna fight it out.
Stop!
Stop at move one space to $750,
right,
or $100 in a spin.
For $750.
$750, going for the bucks.
Yep.
All right, Rocky, that puts you in four figures. $1,050, about $200 less than Bridget. Second place. Five spins left.
All right, let's
gonna go. Run that board.
Stop!
Stop at $350.
All right.
You rocketed yourself into first place with $1,400.
I'm going.
You're going to go. $1,400 at stake. Four spins. No whammies.
Stop
at $300.
All right.
$1,700. Three spins left. I don't know if you've ever gotten out of round one without a whammy.
I'm going.
Rocky's going. $1,700 at stake.
Stop
at $750. Oh. Rocky, that's $2,450. Double what Bridget has. Oh, he gives the old pass sign. Rocky passes it to you, Bridget.
Okay.
You've got two spins that you've got to deal with. You're in the pass section. 1255, second place. Let's see what you can do. Here we go. One at a time. Stop at $550. So far, the whammy likes your green eyes. Bridget, 1805.
Go, Peter.
Going for first place. Let's see what happens.
Stop.
$300, Bridget. 2105 for Bridget. Dave's got 635. And Rocky, you're in the lead with $2,450, which means you have the advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, pins, prizes, surprises, right after this. You know what I've I've got four more questions. Four more questions means four more opportunities to get some answers, which become spins, which become dollars. And that's important because the player who ends this round with the most money gets to keep it all and come back again tomorrow. Nice, huh? Ready for the first question? Here it comes. What female star of Dynasty graces the December cover of Playboy magazine and reportedly will bear all inside? Dave?
Joan Collins.
All right, Dave, is the correct answer Joan Collins, Linda Evans, or Pamela Bellwood? Rocky?
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins says, Rocky, let's go over to Bridget to see.
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins. That naughty lady from Dynasty is Joan Collins. Nice. Rocky picks up a spin. Dave picks up three. And Bridget gets one. Okay, everybody scores on that. Here's the second question. Does anybody have a copy of that magazine? No, we can't do it now. Okay.
Good article.
Which city has both the richest and the poorest neighborhoods in America? Dave?
New York.
All right, is the correct answer New York City, Philadelphia, or Los Angeles? Rocky?
I'll say Los Angeles.
Rocky goes with Los Angeles. Bridget, who do you go with?
New York.
New York. Those rich and poor neighborhoods are both in New York City. Okay, Rocky stays at one. Dave picks up three more, works in multiples of six. Dave, six spins, $5,000. He could be worth as much as $30,000. Bridget picks up a spin, goes to two. Here is the third question. If you're having problems with snails or slugs, what beverage can you place in a shallow dish in your garden to get rid of these pests, Rocky?
Beer.
Beer. You said it well, too. All right, is the correct answer beer? Coffee or tea, Dave?
He sounds confident. I'll agree, beer.
You're going to go with beer, all right. Bridget, what do you think?
Beer is beer.
It's beer?
Yes.
Okay, to get rid of those pests, try a dish of beer. I guess they all get drunk and go to sleep. Who knows what they do? Rocky, you pick up four, three more, go to four. Dave goes to seven, and Bridget goes to three. And here's the fourth question. All of us have been affected by the power of OPEC, the oil cartel. What does the E in OPEC stand for, Rocky?
Exporting.
All right, is the correct answer exporting, energy, or equality? Dave?
Exporting.
Dave says it's exporting. Bridget, what do you say?
Exporting.
Exporting. OPEC stands for the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Country. Wow, we got some spins here.
Yes.
Rocky goes to seven, Dave goes to eight, and Bridget goes to four. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner's going to be on Crush It Up today. Don't you dare go away. Spins, which can turn into a whole bunch of money, and we've got 50,000 of that whole bunch up there. Whole bunch of money, whole bunch of 50,000. That's an interesting way of putting it, but we have it. And we have some other goodies up there as well, prizes and surprises. Also some whammies, although I must say, we have no whammies. Maybe he's quiet and gone night-night and have to deal with him. That wouldn't be too bad, would it? Okay. But he may be, you never get, don't, you know, get too lulled into sleep here because he can jump up and take away all your money, so you want to be very careful. Let's look at the totals. We have Dave with $635, Bridget has $2,105, and Rocky, you are on the lead with $2,450. You won first round, so you get to sit back and relax while Dave and Bridget fight it out to see who fights you because you'll be the last to play. The player with the least amount of money is our champion, Dave. It seems to be the position you're always in, which
yes,
always
seems
come
like
up.
It.
$635.
Long way to
are
go.
You
Here
ready
we go.
Spins, Dave.
Big box.
$500, Dave. Oh, that spins up to $1,135. Third place, seven spins. Here we go.
Big box. Stop.
Stop it, a whammy. Oh. Magic trick, Dave. No dollars, one whammy, but you've got six spins. You ready?
Let's go. Big bucks.
Here we go.
Man, one spin, $5,000. Here we go. Big bucks. Stop
at a billiard table, Dave. Yes. The value of that table is $1,495. Third place, five spins.
Press
here
my
we
luck,
go.
Peter. Press my luck. Here we go. Stop
at $1,250. $2,745, Dave, first place by about $300.
Press my luck.
Pressing on, four spins.
Big bucks.
$2,745 at stake. $750.
Here we go. Woo!
$34.95, three spins, one whammy.
Press my luck. Let's
here we go. $34.95, this is eight.
Big butt, stop.
Stop at $7.50.
All right, let's go.
$42.45. Dave, about $1,800 more than Rocky. Two spins, one win.
Press my luck.
Dave's going for $42.45 at stake. A gutsy move. Will he hold on? Move one space to $1,000 at $750 and a spin.
I'll take the $750 and a spin.
$750 and a spin, Dave takes. That brings your total to $49.95.
Right.
Picked up the spin. You've got two left.
Right.
About $1,500. Dave wants to keep going. $49.95 at stake. A whammy wipes him out.
Big bucks.
Yeah. $3,000 and a spin. $79.95, Dave. Two spins left since you picked one up. You've now got about $5,000 or so on Rocky. What are you going to do? If you pass them, they go to Rocky.
I'll pass to Rocky.
All right, Rocky, they could pass to you. Two spins pass to you that you've got to take, but you're not going to take them yet because you're last to play. You've got two to contemplate. Sit back, relax. We're going to go over to Bridget, who's got four spins, 21.05. You got about $5,000, almost $6,000 to catch up, Bridget. Here you go. Big bucks.
Stop
at $1,500. Now you're in second place, Bridget, with 36.05. Want to keep going? Three spins, $3,605 at stake. $1,500. Brings you up to $5,105. Two spins. You gonna go? Going on. $5,105 at stake. Oh.
Sweet potatoes, cranberries, and the turkey.
Better luck next time, pilgrim.
Oh, well. Shots are down, Bridget. $0, but you have one spin left. You can pick up some money. You're going to get some money?
You
get $5,000. Here, keep going. Another spin. Let's make some money. Stop at $1,250, Bridget. $1,250 for Bridget. $79.95 for Dave, our champ in the lead. We go to Rocky with $24.50 and two spins you've got to take before we can even discuss the other seven, Rocky, one at a time. Here they come. $24.50 at stake. $1,000. $34.50. One more you've got to take. Here it comes. Hold off that whammy. $1,000 again. $44.50. Now that you've dealt with the two that Dave passed you, you've got about $3,500 to catch up on Dave. Seven spins to do it in.
I'm going.
All right. Stop at a whammy. Guys, $0, but you've got six spins. That's a ton of spins, Rocky. You can pick up some money.
Go for it.
Here we go. Stop at $17.50.
Right.
Back into second place with one spin, five left.
I'm going.
Let's go. Stop at $750. $2,500, about $5,000 less than Dave. Here we go with four spins, $2,500 at stake. Another whammy. He leveled you, Rocky. Three spins, no dollars. But you've got three spins. Now your strategy might alter a bit. With two whammies and three spins, Dave's got $79.95. Obviously, what you want to do is get yourself in second place and then start thinking about passing. You ready to go?
Ready.
Here we go. Stop at another whammy. Rocky, your position is this. Three whammies. One more puts you out of the game, and ultimately one more makes Dave the champ once again. You have two spins. You can take a spin. You can pass those spins to Dave, and if he whammies, then Bridget wins the game. You've got all kinds of choices, but it seems as though you've got the three whammies, no dollars, and two spins.
Well, better go for it.
Okay. This is it. Dave's ready. Go get the whammy. Dave's our champion. Let's make some money, Rocky.
Big box. Stop
at a whammy, and is our champion once again. $7,995. Congratulations, Dave. We'll be right back to find out what you won right after this message. Press your luck winner, Dave. Friday. This is your third consecutive win, and Rod's going to tell you exactly what you've won. Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Dave, you've won a 3.5x7 billiard table, handcrafted by Murray and Sons. Elegance in the art of billiard, slate top, antique design from Murray. That prize totaling $1,495, combined with the $6,500 in cash you've won today, and the $18,203 in cash and prizes you won previously, gives you a grand total of $26,198. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Dave. $26,198. As you know, we have a $25,000 limit. You have broken our backs, our bank, and everything with $26,198. So you're going away a wealthy man.
Thank you very much, Peter. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. You did it in 3 days, too, Dave. Rocky, you got blasted by whammies the last round, but you played well. Bridget, you played super well. We've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us.
Thanks.
All right, we'll have three new players next time. Until then, remember, the whammy's an old cowpoke who makes sure you leave town broke. This is Peter Tomarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Cypress from Kidtech, the little girl battery-powered riding toy. We put fun on wheels, Kidtech by Headstrom, and introducing Ragu, Pizza Quick complete kit for homemade pizza. Just open a box. It's Pizza Quick Kit and open your own pizzeria. Plus, the Presto Jumbo Griddle. This extra-large griddle cooks heaps of food, and the Silverstone non-stick surface makes cleanups easy from Presto. Also, Success Boil and Bag Rice. Perfect every time. Once you taste it, Success, nothing else will do. And Black & Decker's Scrub Brusher. The cordless rechargeable scrubber with the power to get you through the worst scrubbing jobs around the house. UL listed scrub brusher from Black & Decker. Plus Nat Robbins lip prime. Invisible silky soft lip care cream. Helps stop lip thick bleeding and feathering. Improves the look and feel of your lips.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.
Fitting and feathering improves the look and feel of your lips.